For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne. Joining me today is Shikhil Sharma, founder of Astra Security, which performs continuous pen tests, manages vulnerabilities, and fixes them in record time for security-conscious companies. To learn more about our sponsor, visit getastra.com. That's getastra.com. Shikhil, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure's all mine. Great to be here with you, Charlie. Thank you so much.
So in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the place and importance of penetration testing in cybersecurity. So to begin, Shikhil, let's start with traditional methods. Traditional penetration testing evaluates a security posture at a specific point in time. So should companies still follow this approach?
Excellent question. I think that's a great start, right? So to answer that question, I very strongly feel that companies should start thinking about giving up traditional one-off pen testing approach. I say this because pen testing in its traditional form inherently is an unpleasant experience for everyone involved, right? Be it the CISO, CTOs, engineering managers, or even developers who are on the other side of it. Interestingly, even security engineers aren't fan of the traditional old school form of pen test, especially the part where they have to prepare long reports. That's the bit a lot of security engineers also tend to dislike. So if there's a method which is better, which makes all the stakeholders feel pleasant about the entire exercise, then why not? Because the traditional pen testing always ends up extending the timelines, and the PDF reports, which are often the end results of the pen test, are never liked by anyone. Like, who likes going through 500 pages of PDF reports, right? And at the end of it, it's usually a compromise or a side deal with that gets cut between security teams and engineers, saying that, hey, if we fix these many vulnerabilities, would you guys give me a certificate? Or if we ignore these low priority and medium priority ones and park the others, are we good onto the next pen test, right? So I feel that this entire experience can become way better. And of course, by no means I'm saying that there should be a compromise in quality of the pen tests or the reports, but the point in time traditional approach of pen tests and reporting can definitely be improved.
So tell me, why is a continuous approach to penetration testing more beneficial than traditional one-time assessments?
So over the last decade, engineering has evolved a lot. The pace at which engineers can churn out new code is massive, thanks to all the supporting tools which have come up, which make them super, super productive. However, security testing hasn't kept up that well. Continuous pen testing happens at the pace of development, right? Unlike the traditional pen testing. So there are almost 50 plus new CVs that come up every month. So traditional pen tests leave you high and dry for an year until the next pen test is scheduled for. But continuous pen testing ensures that every new feature is tested for vulnerabilities. Some part of it can be automatically done via a DAS tool, and a good part of it can also be done by security engineers in an incremental way. So continuous pen testing brings, or at least tries to bring, security pen testing up to speed with engineering teams. In turn, organization as a whole starts moving way quickly towards DevSecOps from traditional DevOps. Also seen a number of customers at Astra benefit a lot on this front. They schedule automated weekly DAS scans from Astra, which take at a time which is 10 to 12 hours before their weekly code release cycle. So the scanner ensures that all the newly built features are scanned on the staging environment before hitting production. Even if it's not a complete pen test every time, but a good deal of security testing happens to ensure that a completely weak piece of code isn't going into production. So yes, absolutely, continuous pen testing and vulnerability scanning approach kind of makes traditional pen testing approach go for a six.
So there is a perception that traditional pen testing can be adversarial towards developers. In your opinion, how could we foster a more collaborative security environment where developers feel empowered to address vulnerabilities more proactively?
So I hear once in a while this bit, right? The entire perception of them versus us between security teams and developers is absolutely wrong, according to me. One thing I firmly believe is that there's no inherent security without getting the engineering teams and developers involved. That's why it's super important to integrate security in the process of engineering teams and having an environment where the security team works closely with the developers. So one way to empower developers is to integrate security tools right within their workflow. Example is a recent feature released by GitHub called Autofix, where security flaws are fixed in the code while the code is being written all within GitHub while an engineer is coding. Similarly, apart from offering CI/CD integrations, we also offer a collaborative space under vulnerability management dashboard, where within one window where a vulnerability is reported, we have two sections. One is a astronaut bot, as we call it, and the ability to talk to engineers. So engineers who are actually trying to work on a fix of a vulnerability, they can ask contextual questions about the vulnerability, how to fix them. Is the code that they are planning to implement would work well in the case, in their particular case or not? So such contextual questions are answered by bot, which is a security bot within the dashboard itself. Second is where they can actually ask security engineers directly the questions that they have within the dashboard under the vulnerability name.
So they sound like incredibly interesting services. And something else that I would like to talk about is penetration testing as a service. In particular, how can penetration testing as a service models be leveraged to achieve continuous pen testing benefits, but also keeping it cost effective?
So let's talk what penetration testing as a service, PTAS, is. It's essentially a delivery model where we say that we're more continuous and hence more effective. So how it can be used? Two, three ways. First is that PTAS makes pen tests cloud first, not long PDF reports first. Ensures there's no exchange of 1,000 emails between security teams and developers over one pen test. This ultimately ensures better visibility, hence saves a lot of back and forth and precious developer and CXO time. Secondly, the entire PTAS model believes in continuous pen testing. It means that there is a possibility to incrementally change the scope based on what you've tested the last time. Though not highly recommended, but when pen testing is done incrementally, then it means that not every time you have a massive scope which requires 30 to 60 days to pen test. You can finish the selective pen test of something that you've built, let's say in the last 1 month, a new feature or a big piece of code that you've put out. You can use PTAS to selectively PTAS that particular piece of code or particular feature over the course of 3 to 4 days. And you can always choose to do a big pen test of the entire organization in the next quarter. But PTAS ensures that you aren't lying high and dry with the vulnerable code that you've put out a few weeks ago until the next pen test happens in the next quarter or next year, right? And finally, the PTAS derives insights from pen tests over a period of time. Things like, what are the common mistakes or vulnerabilities that your engineering team is continuously making, leading to certain types of vulnerabilities? Further, what is the usual time being taken to fix, let's say, a front-end vulnerability versus a back-end vulnerability versus a cloud vulnerability? Now, these insights about your team, which are available because of continuous PTAS model, you're able to use that information back and feedback that to your engineers to actually help them write more secure code proactively or even manage their cloud more proactively. And you're able to even choose better cloud services providers or services which will help you manage cloud more securely. So a lot of insights there which are super helpful through PTAS.
And as an expert in the field, what do you think is the next big thing in pen testing? How will this industry evolve over time?
Wow, I think in the last year or so, the answer to this question has changed multiple times, considering AI and whatnot coming in. So super exciting times ahead for this industry. I think with AI coming in, the kind of conversations we're having about the future of pen testing are very different from what we used to talk about an year or two ago. There are essentially two things I'm super excited about. First is the ability to do things which were a research-only problem for years together in security. Now we are beginning to think and solve them in the industry and not keep only limited to a research paper. Let's say testing for a business logic vulnerability, which only previously security researchers were able to do. But now to a certain degree, we can rely on AI to actually help us with business logic testing. Similarly, a better correlation of vulnerabilities across your various assets, be it a cloud, API, network devices, and whatnot. So better correlation of these vulnerabilities using AI to avoid fatigue that often CISOs and CTOs feel when managing these vulnerabilities would also be super helpful actually in helping them apply the 80-20 rule while actually deciding which vulnerability to fix. And finally, I think AI is going to bring pen testing way more closer to developers and engineering teams going forward. So transitioning the results, what a pen test gives, and transitioning the results into insights for engineers in a way that they can consume quickly and become incrementally 10x better engineers from a security perspective would play a vital role going forward. So I feel that finally, the pace at which engineering and developers moved in the last 10 years, security industry would be able to catch up that or even go farther than that with emerging AI trends. And this is essentially what I see as the next frontier of pen testing.
Thank you for joining us, Shakil, and providing us with your insight today.
Thanks a lot for having me, Charlie. It was lovely talking to you. Thank you.
I'm Charlie Osborne, Editor-at-Large at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Shakil Sharma, founder of Astra Security. To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.